Good morning, fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Daryl Shandro with the Blind Access Journal, which is available at blindaccessjournal.com. I wanted to submit a short podcast today talking about a very disturbing situation that I'm dealing with, and then soliciting from any of you or from blind people, some testimonial evidence or people who may be willing to be interviewed. So it turns out that as of Tuesday, February 28th, my job is over. And this comes about not due to downsizing or financial problems with the company or my job performance or my work ethic or my dedication or any of that. It comes down to inaccessible software. Now, my company, my employer, I should say, provides technical support on an outsourcing basis to clients. Our clients, we serve our clients' customers, okay? So it is our clients who own the software that we, or most of the software that we are supposed to use to complete our jobs. Or job duties. And in this case, our client converted the project that I was on over to Siebel. They already used Siebel for most of the tech support, but now my project was converted to Siebel. And this has been known for a long time, and this has been a very, very long-running thing. Because I said most of the other most of their other work is already in Siebel. And back in 2005, when I got my job, this client promised that when they upgraded to Siebel 7.5, they would enable quote standard interactivity quote mode for me. And I would use that, and that's HTML-based and would be reasonably accessible. So fast forward now to 2006 when this last project converts over to Siebel. What happens? Well, I'm gone. I'm thrown away. Just like yesterday's newspaper. That's right. I'm laid off as of February 28th, 2006 to rejoin the ranks of the unemployed. So, it's wrong. I'm already starting a job search, and I'm really trying to focus on that, trying to decide what, if anything, I'm going to do about the loss of this job, because I think that the reason for my job loss is totally bogus. Oh, by the way, did I tell you all evidence that I can find suggests that it would take about an hour or so worth of a developer's time on the client end to make this standard interactivity Siebel mode available to me. It would take an hour, and the client won't do it. Now, here's an interesting thing. With this same client, the upper management recognizes my dedicated and loyal service. How about it? Isn't that neat? Isn't that really cool? No, it's not. But here's what I want to do. I actually would like to ask all of you out there to contact me especially if you can contact me anytime. I'd be happy to talk with anyone, of course. But contact me especially if you or a blind person has lost their job for this reason. I'd like to interview you for the Blind Access Journal podcast, and I'd like to do one or more podcasts on this, directly on this issue. And I'd like to talk about a few aspects of it. What was the software being used? Name of the software and version number. What was the accessibility issue, as best you can describe it? As best as you can describe it, what would have been required to fix the accessibility issue, and why was it not fixed? And how did your employer treat you when you lost your job? And how long did it take you to find a new job? And did your new job have, or did you find a new job? And if you did find a new job, how long did it take? And was the pay rate commensurate with the job you had before? Was it better or was it less? I'd also be interested, even from those of you who haven't experienced it, I'd be interested if you would point me in the direction of resources for dealing with this specific type of issue, if such information exists. I looked around a little bit so far, and really, this issue is not very well understood, and I want it to be very well understood. I want to bring it up in bigger, more mainline tech discussions too, because it's wrong. Gosh, this is even worse than Google's visual verification, and I'm doing a petition on that. So, you know, I got to figure out how to do something big here. But I'm also trying to be constructive and trying to keep the eye on the ball, so to speak. Okay. All right. So, Larry and all of you out there in blind cool tech land, please, you know, do try to get any resources you can over to me. All right, so go ahead and call me on the comment line at 206-350-6925, 206-350-6925, or go ahead and send me an email to editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. And if you haven't already done so, don't forget to sign the petition over at blindwebaccess.com. Look forward to hearing from you, and you all have a great day, and I'm getting back to my job search. This is Daryl Shandro with the Blind Access Journal, found at blindaccessjournal.com, signing off. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.